KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A woman's drowned at South Beach in Durban. The National Sea Rescue Institute says it received alerts about two people struggling in the surf zone at around midnight. The NSRI's Roy Vinant says when they arrived, the search area had shifted towards North Beach. He says a Metro Police search and rescue diver was already in the water.
The NSRI rescue craft joined in the search when the body of an adult female was located washing ashore in shallow surf. Body of the unidentified female was recovered from the water by police. An extensive sea and shoreline search for the second person who had been seen in the water, suspected to be missing in the surf, that continued into the early hours of Friday morning, has revealed no signs of that person.
And that's the NSRI's Craig Lambinon. Electricity Minister Kgosietso Ramakgopa says Africa plays a crucial role in the global energy transition as a mineral-rich continent. Speaking at the G20 Energy Working Group, he stressed that a just transition must consider regional economic differences and respect each nation's right to use its resources. Ramakgopa says South Africa wants its G20 presidency to deliver a blueprint for fair and affordable energy shifts.
The African continent is rich in renewable energy resources and critical minerals vital to clean energy technologies, presenting a significant opportunity for sustainable economic growth. Recognizing this potential, the African Union, through initiatives such as Agenda 2063, has actively advocated for strategic regional integration and infrastructure development.
Build One South Africa has staged a silent protest at the Justice Minister's launch of Human Rights Month in Johannesburg. A panel discussion at the University of Johannesburg was led by Minister Mamoloko Kubai. Bosa says Kubai needs to focus on her promise to release the list of convicted sexual offenders at the end of this month. Bosa's Roger Solomon says the minister has ignored their questions.
We've been barred from entering the event, but our Member of Parliament, Deputy Leader Sis Nobuntu, together with South Africans and activists, have made sure that their voice is heard at the event. But we're very, very much discouraged, and we really hope that the minister will make good on a promise, make the list available and public of sexual offenders, convicted sexual offenders in South Africa, to make sure that communities and our most vulnerable is kept safe in South Africa.
And Mexico's Supreme Court has ordered a zoo to improve the health of an African elephant named Eli in a landmark ruling. Experts believe it could set a precedent in Mexico, recognizing that animals have rights. Eli has lived at the zoo in Mexico City for 13 years since being rescued from a circus. Activists had argued that the elephant suffered from depression, especially after the death of another elephant sharing her habitat. An animal rights activist says she will continue fighting for the zoo's three elephants to be moved to a sanctuary. The top story, a woman has drowned at South Beach in Durban. Find more news at ecr.co.za.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins batting first against Western Province in their Window Cup game. They're 153 for 4 after 29 overs. Their FNB Varsity College Comets are back in a Varsity Shield action tonight in Kimberley against Sol Plaatjes University. And Dylan Naidoo fires an 11 under par 61 in his second round to sit tied for the Investec SA Open lead.